suppose, actually thinking about it, you'd have had hardly anything to do with women, would you? The whole time you were away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so that must have been quite nice for that reason, apart from anything else.
Well, it was nice to talk to them. But it's a pretty, it probably pleased, if they knew, a lot of fiancés, boyfriend, girlfriends and wives and mothers, the large number of soldiers who didn't use brothels. They're going to have a look. Like the Burqa in Cairo, it was a wonderful place to spend an afternoon. There was, the buildings that most of the brothels there were in probably 3-4 storey. And there were some very, very attractive girls there. But I wouldn't like to name the percentage, but a lot of us went there for the fun. Mm. And apart from that, there were stalls and bars. And the worst thing they ever did was close it, which they did, of course, before the Alamein. It was closed when we went to the pre-Alamein. Mm.
And why was that, do you know?
I don't know, but Montgomery got the blame for it. They thought he was a Puritan, and I don't think he could do it more. I suppose he could dictate to the Egyptians what they did. Mm. But all it did was drove the trade underground, and they turned up in the bars and the nightclubs and things. And not the good class. So how did you get on to that?
I'm going to ask you one more question before we get off. Did they give you sex education classes and things like that as part of your training, birth control and all that stuff? No.
They gave you lectures on the dangers of VD. And one of the must-dos in Cairo was a visit to the Museum of Hygiene, which would put you off sex for the rest of your life.
What was it?
It was very graphic descriptions of cases of various cases of VD.
Right. Yeah.